Blog Talk Radio. All right. Shalom, good morning. Welcome once again. My name is Michelle. I'm one of the teachers with the ISBHBK. And we have school locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, and also Norfolk, Virginia. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for might be tuning in. As you know, we do our broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday from this time, meaning 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here in San Antonio, 9 o'clock in Albuquerque, obviously 8 o'clock on the East West Coast, and I believe it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday, and it's called blogtalkradio.com, Sword Truth Presents Bible Talk. Just a little reminder, tidbits, to get our day started and help keep us in the fight. As we have class in the evening, that you can live stream on YouTube. We have classes that you can live stream on YouTube. If you please like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel ISBHPK Live. ISBHPK Norfolk Live. We ask you to like, share, and subscribe to those channels on YouTube, where you'll be able to keep up with the shows as they're being broadcast from our locations in Houston, Texas, and also Norfolk, Virginia. The Houston class, ISBHPK Live, you catch that. You can live stream that on Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. To 10 p.m. And again on Fridays. It's Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then again on Saturdays, you can catch the Sabbath ceremony on YouTube starting at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, going from about 10 to 2, all right? And that's from our school location there in Houston. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you can catch our class on YouTube with our Norfolk location, ISBHPK. Norfolk Live, where they live stream the classes out of Norfolk, Virginia. We invite you again to like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you might be able to be abreast and maybe caught up with all the classes as they come out. Our school in San Antonio, the Sword of Truth, which is located at 4219 Syndicate Drive, they have classes Tuesday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then they just started their Sabbath service on Saturdays also during the Sabbath ceremony. On Saturdays, we invite you from 10 to 2. And we invite you to come out to the school and learn, break bread with us, get edification in the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Most High. Now, that's in our Houston, our San Antonio location, 4219 Syndicate Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 72-17, being the zip code there. And as you know, you can reach your brother, Warner Iron, 210-862-2643. Again, you can reach your brother, Warner Iron, who's over the San Antonio camp, San Antonio school, at area code 210-862-2643. We ask you to text him for any questions or inquiries you might have, and then we're going to call you back because the brother's a very busy man. In Albuquerque, we're located at 7710 Suite F, Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. We invite you to come and check us out again as we do our blog talk every Tuesday and Thursday from I guess it's 9 o'clock there in Albuquerque, from 9 o'clock a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. They also join us for class Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays as we go over scripture, go over classes starting at 8 p.m. We try and go from 8 to 10 Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then we get together and have a Sabbath feast on Saturday, on the Sabbath, when we also go with the Torah readings. So we invite you to link up with us, join with us, if you're in the San Antonio area, in the Albuquerque area. Excuse me, if you're in the Albuquerque area, to go ahead and join us for class out there as well. Okay, we're going to get into the class. Last night we was going through scriptures, and last night's topic, we were starting to deal with presumptuous sins. And we're starting to deal with when a person sins willfully. And we're going to continue in that vein, that line of scriptures that we were going over and trying to bring up some edification and some understanding. And understanding, as we were going over yesterday, that when we come to serve the Most High, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 1, when we come to serve the Most High, we've got to prepare our soul with temptation. The temptation is to go back to the old man. And going back to the old man isn't necessarily going just going back to church or just going back to living in my mom's house or anything like that, as much as going back to the old man's vices, as much as it is going back to your old habits of dealing with pressure, your old habits of dealing with affliction. And we were going over the scriptures yesterday. They were bringing up the point that the pressure is there for a reason. And we were referencing a lot of Job yesterday. And that was Job had a reputation with the Most High of being the Most High servant. He already had that reputation with the Most High. And we see that he was put to the test. And the temptation to curse the Most High, the temptation to go ahead and say it was vain to worship the Most High. That what good was it worshiping the Most High if everything is just going to be taken away from it? That surely the Most High blessed you with it, then why would he take it away from me? And all the pressure that he was going through, all the mental stress he was going through was supposed to have him go ahead and give him to the temptation and go ahead and curse the Most High. That serving your father is in vain. Serving the Most High is what good is it if he's just going to take it away anyway? And we said that's where Job was at, and that we want to be careful that we don't fall into that same type of temptation. We was also bringing up, talking about how Yahweh Shai, Christ, being on the cross, and the things that he had to endure, and the stress that he was under. It was all designed to make him want to give it to himself. It was all designed to tempt him to go ahead and take matters into his own hands. If we look at the temptation of him being for fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, what was the temptation that was presented to him at that time? It was what? Take control, take matters in your own hands, and go ahead and turn the rock into bread. If you're hungry and you have a strong feeling, and you're feeling hungry, and you have power, I don't know how this is going to work. Hello, hello, hello. Wow. Well, you might have to call in and see how this is not broadcasting. I don't know how this is.
I'm being joined. Thank you everybody for being patient. I'm being joined by the brothers in Albuquerque, by our school in Albuquerque. I'm being on the Skype. The speaker is off. I have to water over Diane. So let me say, I can see you over there. Let me see. Can't do it today. Yeah, that's a better brother.
Hey, Shalom, what's going on, y'all? What's my story? Shalom, Yeshaya, what's going on, brother? All right, cool. So I'm being joined by the brothers in Albuquerque, by the brother Ahmad and his son, Yeshaya. Get them on the Skype connection. And we also got the blog talk going on, so I'm hoping everything's coming through loud and clear. I pray everything's coming through loud and clear. What point was that?
extended. Right. That's what I was thinking about.
Well, the discussion was one of the part of the class last night we were discussing was going over when Christ was tempted. Right. Matter of fact, let me just find that scripture. When you say a bit quiet, like you can't hear me, or what? Right. Right. Actually, I want that match for hold on 1 second. I'm about to pull it up here. Right, this is going to Matthew chapter 4. Thank you, Shai. This is going to Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. So now, yesterday, one of the scriptures we went over was Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1. It says, if thou comest to the Lord, pray your soul with temptation. Now, and come back and looking at the New Testament, looking at even Christ's, the beginning of his ministry. Not even the beginning of his life, but the beginning of his ministry. The beginning of his service towards the Most High. As soon as he was anointed by or baptized, which all the priests, those entering into the service of the Most High, had to wait until the age of 30, according to the law, according to the Torah, had to wait upon. They had to be washed. All priests, when they entered into the priesthood, could not enter into the priesthood until they were 30 years old. And they had to be baptized in water. And we see that Yahweh Shai kept the law, and that before he started his ministry, when he got baptized by a priest, and that's John the Baptist was, the high priest. And he got baptized by John the Baptist in water, and he started his servitude, started his service. And immediately, come to serve the Most High. He went and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And in so doing, we're reading about it. What happened? Can we read that one more time?
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Yahweh Shai led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Right, so as soon as he was he started his service, he went up and he was tempted. Okay? That, again, so when you come to serve the Most High, if you're following Christ, if you're following the Bible, when Christ was now set on his service to the Most High, what happened? He was tempted. But now, as we go through, what was the first temptation that he was presented with? Read one, verse 2.
Verse 2. He was afterward in hunger. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of the Most High, bid that these stones be made bread.
All right, cool. So the first temptation, remember, Ecclesiastes 2 and 1 tells us what? When you come to serve the Lord, pray so with the king. As we're looking at the Yahushua Christ, he's starting his service. At the age of 30. And what was the temptation he was presented with here in verse 3? To take control. You have the power. You're uncomfortable. You're being inconvenient. And you have the power to change your comfort. You have the power to stop suffering. You have the power to take matters in your own hands. You feel hunger? I can only imagine that. For the night. It's how hungry the man. And such as a man that must be
hunger and thirst. So the feeling or the temptation would be to what? Take matters in your own hands. You can change your faith. You have the power to make it comfortable for yourself. Why put yourself through all this? Why go through all this? You are the Son of God, aren't you? You are the Son of the Most High, aren't you? You're an Israelite, aren't you? Then you should be able to, and you have the power to make yourself comfortable, then you should go and make yourself comfortable. You're a Son of the Most High. You ain't did no wrong. You're not doing no evil. So why not? Go ahead. You have the power. Take the power and go ahead and change and make things comfortable for yourself. That was the very first temptation Christ was faced with. Why suffer? Why let things be uncomfortable? Why let things be inconvenient and you have the power to change it? You're suffering for nothing. And aren't you an Israelite? Not only are you an Israelite, you're the Son of the Most High. You're by Yahweh. You're the Son of the Most High. Go ahead and command these stones be made bread. You have the power. You know you can do it. Stop being uncomfortable. Stop being inconvenienced. Make things comfortable for yourself. And I'm trying to hit on these issues and his life, because a lot of Israelites will say things after being in the truth. Again, is this wisdom? Because I'm uncomfortable, because it's inconvenient. Is this really wisdom? Can't there be a better way? Why does it got to be always so hard, so difficult? Especially when we have the power to change things. We have the power to make things easier, not for everybody, but for myself. I have the power to make things more comfortable for me. Which only proves what the scripture tells us. When you come to serve the Most High, you prepare your soul for temptation. Now, let's go ahead. Let's read verse 3. We're going to read verse 3 again. Let's see what path and what pattern did Christ leave for us. The scripture says Christ left us an example that we should follow in his steps. That's 1 Peter 2, and it's the last couple of verses, I believe, where Christ left us an example to follow his steps, to be like him, to be the essence of what it means to be a Christian, to be the essence of what it means to be a follower of Christ. That Christ used his power and everything that was in him to make things comfortable for himself, to make things convenient for himself. After he said, I'm going to serve the Most High. Let's read verse 3. Read verse 3 again, please.
Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of the Most High, command that these stones be made bread.
All right? Cool. You got the power. You can change your situation. You don't have to go through this stuff with it. You don't have to go through this, but you can take. You have the power. Why be inconvenienced? Why be uncomfortable? You should go ahead and change the situation. Let's see what path and what pattern Christ took, and then we can now evaluate ourselves to see, are we following in the steps of Christ? Christ, the King of the Jews, an Israelite indeed, who spoke Hebrew through the high holy days and kept the law. Did he take the comfortable, convenient route? Let's read verse 4.
Verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High.
So did Christ take the temptation to make things easy for himself? Did Christ take the temptation or fall to the temptation of making things comfortable for himself? Then why should I be suffering? No, and we're seeing again in verse 3, it said that who was this person that came to him? The tempter. So we see what path and what pattern Christ followed. And we know and understand that Christ is the measure that each one of us, as Hebrew Israelites, is going to have to measure up to. He's the measure. Yesterday we were in Hebrew, or Peter, and we were talking. Peter was discussing and showing us about busybodies and other men's matters. Yeah, I'm looking at what I feel like in 1 Peter chapter 4. I don't feel like that other people are going through what I'm going through. So why should I be going through? I feel like other people have it easier, more convenient, and why am I made the fool? Why I got to be going through this and nobody else did? But Peter was reminding us what? Think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though something strange thing happened to you. But rejoice in that you are partakers of Christ's suffering. But we have to ask ourselves, are we really partaking in Christ's suffering? Or when I have the opportunity to make things easy and convenient for myself, I make sure I'm trying to make things easy and convenient for myself. If that's the case, the measure's here. How well are you measuring up to Yahweh Shai? And if you're not, then what changes do you need to make? So Yahweh Shai, when he was tempted, did what? He was able to fight that thought off, the thought of catering to his flesh, his hunger, his thirst, his comfort, some convenience. What did Christ use to fight those thoughts in his mind? That he had more of a fear for the Most High than the feeling of his flesh. I'm starving. I'm famished. I'm thirsty. He had to apply the scripture. He had to use a scripture to go ahead and deal with all these the temptations that was hitting his mind. But he had to recognize it was a temptation. Sadly, for us as Israelites, we sin willfully because we think because I feel something. Oh, what I feel. That must be the Most High. So if I feel hungry, that must be the Most High. That must be the Spirit. If I feel lonely and needs companionship, oh, that must be the Most High. That must be the Spirit. If I feel like vaping, well, it's safer than cigarettes. It's just steam. And it must be the Most High because what else would he create it? Why else would he make it then? We hurt ourselves because we have learned to try and transfer how I feel. That's the Spirit of the Most High because I feel it. But again, how did Christ contend, wrestle with the thoughts that were being presented to him? He is expected to fight the thoughts in his own head. Which for there justifiably you would think, damn, the man is hungry. What's wrong with him getting a little something to eat? But even in all that reasoning, Christ still used what? A scripture to combat his own feelings and his own thoughts. This ain't about me making sure I'm comfortable. This ain't about me making sure that this is being convenient for me. It's not about me. If we go back and look through the scriptures, Adam made it about him and his woman.
We got kicked out of paradise. Why did Cain slay Abel? I don't want to submit to the Most High. I feel that the sacrifice I'm bringing should be sufficient. The Most High said he wants the blood sacrifice, but I'm not feeling that. And I don't see what's wrong with me bringing this sacrifice. I don't see what's wrong with bringing the wrong sacrifice. Who's it wrong to? Yahweh. It's only wrong to you. It ain't wrong to me. To the point, he slew his brother Abel. There's all throughout the biblical history, we see examples of these type of things.
I do this all the time. And this is a really key, great, great point you're bringing up. The way that Christ, what Christ used to battle temptation was the word the Most High in the scripture, quoted a scripture. A lot of times what we do and the way we lose a lot, we can't endure because we don't use the scripture. We try to use our own will. Sometimes I didn't use scripture to quit smoking cigarettes. But a lot of times I do because I don't use scripture, I try to use my own what you call, I guess, willpower. Like, I'm just going to resist that. I'm just going to remain walking around with a tight ass dress for us. When you can use scripture and see how it works better, you get a better result. You don't lose so much if you use the words of the Most High. That's what I'm getting at. Instead of trying to use your own will all the time to do it without the scripture, we use the scriptures to battle and win and conquer the spirit that have been kicking our asses. On it. Like, just try this. Use the scripture. And see if that works. So I wasted a lot of years personally myself trying to battle all these spirits, trying to fight all these battles without the scriptures, and wonder why I keep losing and discouraging myself and beat myself up. It's only because I don't do what Christ did here. It's only because I haven't been using the scriptures. You want to start winning, start using the scriptures. That's what they're for.
Trying, and then what happens is we have to use the scriptures, but you have to believe the scriptures. Just like we went on the whole series of faith that we couldn't jump yet. Remember, you still have to have faith that the scriptures are the words of the Most High, and that the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Most High, that is wisdom. That if I fear, yes, this is what the Most High said. How was Christ able to combat the hunger and the thirst? To use the scripture, because he had more fear of not fulfilling the scripture than fulfilling his own thoughts and flesh. It wasn't a magical abracadabra. That because he said abracadabra, that just chased that feeling away. That's not how this works. And again, because of media, movie, TV, From people, whatever witchcraft movies are out there, whichever witchcraft television shows are out there, people we're under this and living in this age of Esau, the so-called white man, of a quick fix remedy and fast food, that we think because I say a scripture, that's what automatically just put the thought down. And then when I say the scripture, but it doesn't put the thought down, I'm bewildered. No, the scripture is supposed to remind me, this is what the Most High said. So regardless of how I feel, what does the Most High say? But we still carry this kind of religion, a lad with the genie bottle, type of mentality. Like, just because I either carry the Bible, or just because I've got I might just quote the scripture, then that's supposed to chase away any feeling. That's what's chasing away any thoughts. Then it doesn't happen immediately like that. I don't get the immediate reaction right away.
then, well, maybe the Most High wants me to do this. Well, maybe the Bible doesn't really work. No, my fear of reminding myself, hold on, these are the words of the Most High. So regardless how I feel, regardless of what I'm thinking, my fear for the Most High, remember it says, Christ said, what? If you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. So if it's out of fear or that love for the Most High, I'm going to keep the commandments regardless of how I feel. For brothers and sisters, I mean, remember, when we first came to truth, not for obviously the young men and women that were born into this knowledge, but for those of us that was born in Egypt, born in America, without the knowledge of being Israelites, many of us might have grew up in a household that ate pork. Why did we stop eating pork? We heard the scripture. Swine, it's unclean to you. Thou shalt not touch it, thou shalt not eat it. And when we heard that, we believed, and we heard and we read the scripture, we believed that to be the word of the Most High. So no matter how bad the craving for a pepperoni pizza, no matter how bad the craving for bacon, oh my God, that was me. No matter how bad that craving was, what was able to help me overcome and fight that feeling? The Most High said not to eat it. So no matter how bad the craving was, my mother's steak and baked pork chops with macaroni and cheese, a biscuit and red Kool-Aid, and green pea, my favorite meal. But what helped me to overcome my feelings, my cravings, my desire for that particular meal? Hold up. The Most High said what? The swine is unclean to you. So it's from my fear and my love of the Most High and His word that whatever thought was going through my mind about how bad, how I wanted pork, shrimp, oh my God, shrimp, red lobster, Long John Silver, forget about it. It was a wrap. It was done. The Red Lobster, come on, Lobster Fest, and all you need is shrimp. I feel like Bubba Gump. With all the different ways you can have shrimp, I'm in. But what the Most I say, if it comes out of the water, you got to have fancy scale. Shrimp is unclean. So no matter how bad the craving was for shrimp, no matter how bad the craving was for pork, what helped me outlast that craving until it went away? My love for the Most High's word, my love and belief that the Most High said, don't eat it. That's what pushed that unclean spirit away from me. But it wasn't just because I said the magic words, abracadabra, and poof, all around me, McDonald's just started blowing up. Abracadabra, la chazar, I believe the Hebrew for pig is chazar. I said, I'll be having a papa shah, shabar, call chazar. I stop. And it just lightning clouds just formed all around me. And everywhere, the Wendy's Baconator, boom, blew up. Domino's Pizza, all the pepperoni and Canadian bacon just blew up, boom. The grocery stores, all the pork chops and all the pork ribs, all the chitlins, and everything just disappeared. That's not how it happened. It's when the craving and the feeling hits me. What does the scripture say? And if I have that love and that faith, that the scripture is the word of the Most High, I want to show the Most High I love Him. Think about it. How else can we show the Most High we love Him unless you have to challenge yourself to something? Most women, most men, how do I tell somebody loves me? What are they willing to give up for me? What are they willing to do for me to make me feel special, to make me feel I'm worth it? And that's how I can measure their love. Well, damn, the Most High does the same thing. How well, I think that well is the wrong word.
Are you going to fight your feelings and strong cravings to show the Most High you love him? That you love him and his word more than you love your own feelings. More than you love your own cravings. Let's read out verse 5, please.
Verse 9. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him into the holy city. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6. And saith unto him, Thou be the Son of the Most High. Cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against his stone.
So we see here that Satan, the adversary, presented the good idea, this idea. Oh, you want to use scriptures? Okay, cool. If you're going to use scriptures, then in this situation right here, jump your butt up off the temple since you want to use scriptures. Because the scriptures are saying that if you, he should give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Which shows you what? Does Satan know scriptures? Does the devil know scriptures? Yes. But in these situations, it would be what? Again, it would take Christ to challenge. Take matters in your own hands. You do you. And here's a scripture to back up why it's okay for you to do you. Here's a scripture to back up to go with how you feel. Is Christ going to say, well, you did pull a scripture, Geronimo, and jump his ass off the temple? And say, well, he pulled the scripture, so I mean, what could I do? It is what the scripture says, so he pulled it. I mean, most I didn't say it. Goodbye, cruel world. Let's do it, Yahweh Shai did. Go ahead.
Verse 7. Yahweh Shai said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
So, this is where we get some understanding from Paul, but Paul told us what? You got to study to show yourself approved to the Most High. So you can rightly divide the words of the Most High. It says, strong meat belongs to him of full age that has the sentence exercised to discern both good and evil. Christ had to be studied up. Because, yes, the devil knows scriptures too. But how often do we, because we fall to, we have a feeling, and if we go and try to find a scripture that matches how I feel, so I can still stick to my convenience and my tongue. If I'm comfortable being angry, I can stay mad. If I got a lot of hatred in my heart, I can find a scripture that finds that I can, yes, I just got a lot of hatred in my heart, and it's okay. I'm not trying to study so I can make sure I'm rightly dividing the word of truth. Like how much I did. Like Christ did. A lot of times, we'll do things first and then try to find a scripture to okay why I did what I did. So, again, if we're not following Christ's example and following his steps, it's time for us to repent and start doing things the way he did things. Or else, if we're not going to follow Christ and the way he did things, That's when we start getting into willful sin. That's when we start getting into presumptuous sins. Because now, like the brother Amaya was just bringing out, now I'm going to use my own power and my own method or my own device, something I invented, something I came up with to help me pass the problem I got to deal with. To get me past this thing, this challenge that's being set before me. I got to find my own way of dealing with it. It's not going to be scriptures. And then it's not going to be the right scriptures. I didn't go to counsel. And it's funny how Israelites do things now. Israel said, I went to counsel. But in counsel, in Psalms 141 and verse 5, can you get that real quick? Give me Psalms chapter 141 and verse 5.
Psalms 141 verse 5. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness.
The scripture says, let the righteous smite me. And that it should be a kindness. But Hebrew Israelites don't take it that way. I ain't talking about people in the world who don't have the knowledge. I'm talking about Hebrew Israelites in the knowledge that know they're Hebrew Israelites. Nah, you corrected me. I'm not feeling that. You offended me. You checked me and corrected me, but you offended me. You have a personal grudge against me. You just want to attack me. You're just trying to hurt me. But it's not behind the scripture right here. Let the righteous smite me. And it should be a what?
A kindness.
Yeah, this is how David took it. This is what the words of the Most High say. But for someone who doesn't study, so they can know God's righteousness, it's going to seem cruel. It's just an attack. So I'm not going to go to them. You know what? I'm not going to go to them and present them my problem and shut my mouth and listen to what they got to say for a solution. No, I'll call them or speak to them when I have a problem and I came up with my way of fixing it. And I really just got them on the phone so I can cover the base of, well, what would you counsel with? Well, I told this person. What scripture did they smite you with? That they might be showing you the Most High's kindness. Every time I go around this person, they just beat me down. It's a scripture. They're just against me. They're Bible bullying. Are you reading the scripture? Do you read the scriptures? Let the righteous do what? Smite me. Because in the eyes of the Most High, that is kindness. You're trying to get me right with the Most High. How dare you try to get me right with the Most High? That's why, you know what? I'm not going to counsel with you. I'm a homeless friend. Can't have a problem. To do good, you can't forget that. I got a problem, but I already got a solution. Now I'm just letting you FYI. IJS, I'm just saying. I got this problem. I just want to let you know. This is what I'm going to do to fix it. I ain't going to open myself up to any rebuke, any correction, anything that's going to go opposite of how I'm feeling, anything that's going to go opposite of what I got going on in my head, in my opinion, in my pride. I'm not trying to hear that.
I'm not going to hear that. So again, the scripture says is what?
Psalm chapter 141 and verse 5. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness.
Let the righteous smite me, it shall be kindness. And so you know what we do? I look for every little nitpick thing to tell myself why this person isn't right, doesn't have the authority, isn't proper, isn't justified, isn't suited to tell me what to do, to tell me the correct way. I'm gonna measure them up every way I can, so I get dismissed. Them trying to show me something I don't see, so I can justify why what they're telling me isn't right, doesn't fit my situation. Let the righteous find me; it should be a kindness. Read.
And let him reprove me.
And let him reprove me. Let me submit and let him reprove me. Now, you know what? I'm going to stay away from this person because I think they got a grudge. You know what? Ain't there a scripture somewhere that says, as much as I think you keep the peace? So, you know what? We're going to disagree to disagree. And you stay over there. We're going to love each other from a distance. In order for me and this person to keep the peace, I got to just stay the hell away from them. Because every time I get around them, they make me want to go DMX. Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. I'm going back to 90s hip hop. I'm ludicrous. I'm throwing them bows. So in order to keep the peace, that's what I'm really about. I just want to keep the peace. I'm going to stay the hell away from you. I'm going to love you from a distance. Not let the righteous smite me. It's a bit kindness. Let him reprove me. Read.
It shall be an excellent voice.
And we know among Israelites, because I know all Israelites are studying, the oil represents a blessing. The oil represents a blessing. You were anointed, meaning you were chosen. You are now spiritually clean. You were blessed. So it says what?
Which shall not break my head. Psalms chapter 141, verse 5. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head.
That blessing is not going to break your head. That reproof, which is like the first one, is not going to kill you. It's helping you get close to the Most High. But we don't want to be, don't be wanting to share that. We want to follow our own heart, our own power. I got the power to make this happen. I got the power to make myself comfortable, convenient, whatever it is I got going on. I'm going to exercise that right. I have the right. Being an American is a ruinous. We got rights. We have freedoms. Give me Proverbs 27 and 5. Give me Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 5.
Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Right.
Verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Look, I can't say no better. So we want to be careful. Let's go now to the Apocrypha. Let's go now to the Apocrypha to Ecclesiastes.
chapter 5, let's start at verse 1. Let's now go to the fundamentals of Ecclesiasticus. Chapter 5, let's start at verse 1. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 5, and verse 1.
Say not thy heart upon thy good, and say not, I have enough for my life.
Uncomfortable. You have many homeless people. They're comfortable being homeless. You would think that because, see, a lot of times we Israelites, as we come to knowledge, we would think this talking about like the Kobe Bryants, the Oprah Winfrey's, the Jay-Z, the Puff Daddy's, the Michael Jordan's, who have that uber rich money compared to us in America. But no, you have a lot of homeless people that are just comfortable being homeless. And they're good for their life. To be out panhandle, hustle a little bit, get some money. They're good. Get a bottle of vodka. Get some cigarettes, maybe some weed, some drugs. Food all day long. They're out there. People give them food. So not like they haven't spent all their money just on food or all their money just on a place to stay. And their life is content. On one extreme. Again, we have the other stream with our celebrities. But everywhere in between that, even in the middle class, I'm comfortable. I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. I've worked hard to get the things I've got. Don't set your heart on them. Reading on.
Verse 2. Follow not thine own mind and thy strength to walk in the way of thy heart.
We're going to read that one more time. We're going to read that scripture one more time. That's Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 10. Yeah, I want to thank everybody who might be tuning in. Again, please take the time to check everybody. The call number 646-668-2568. To join us live on the show, they can listen in. If there's a problem, if you're calling card carrier, if you're a mobile phone provider, mobile service provider, has a conference call charge, which some carriers do carry. I don't know, HPCS, only because I'm HPCS. Yeah, sometimes calling to the show, there's a conference call charge. One way to get around use your phone or your computer and go to www.blogtalk, and it's all one word, blogtalk radio, all one word, no spaces, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mashaba, MASHAABA. And you can log on there from your phone or your laptop or your computer or what they call it, a tablet. And that's one way. If you have a conference call charge, for some carriers, I think it's almost up to 96 a minute. That's kind of high. All right. But one way around that, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mashaba. All right, verse 2 again.
Verse 2. Is all of not thy own mind and thy strength to walk in the way of thy heart?
Don't follow your heart based on that you're comfortable. I reached a comfortable place in my life and I'm good. I'm good. And I'm thinking that it was my own power, my own choices, my own thoughts that got me these things. So I'm following my own mind now. Reading on, verse 3.
Verse 3. And say not, who shall control me for my work?
I'm not going to be controlled. I'm comfortable. See, when I was a young person or this, I did things, then I had to submit to use that against me. So I fought so I wouldn't have to ask nobody for nothing. That no one's going to control me. No one. And I think because I'm good. And again, all we got to do is go back and look at the history of Israel. How many times was it recorded that Israel waxed fat and kicked? Got comfortable, and now all of a sudden don't need the Mosiah so much. When I was a slave, didn't have nothing. Oh, yeah, how it helped. Baba was shy. But that's not coming up some. Now, I'm trusting him in my goods. Yeah, the Most High blessed with this. Yeah, the Most High blessed with this. Yeah, the Most High blessed with this. And we chant that chant for so long, we believe it cannot be ever taken away from me because the Most High gave it to me. Forget Job. Forget Christ. Forget all the apostles. Forget Abraham having to leave where he grew up at. Forget Joseph being sold into prison by his brothers at the age of 17. I was in Egypt for 17 years. Forget all that, leaving that comfort of being home with a dad that loved him. No, forget all that. And those scriptures, it's about me and my comfort and my convenience now. That I'm in a good place right now mentally. I'm in a good place. And again, verse 3. And say not.
Say not. Who shall control me from my work?
Who's going to control me from my work? I did this. I put this together, so why can I not now enjoy the fruit of my labors? And since the Most High blessed it with it, it cannot ever be touched. It can't ever be tested. Because the Most High knows my heart. And the Most High knows how much hard work I put into getting this thing. Again, regardless of the example given about Job, regardless of the example given by the apostles, that whosoever forsaketh all and followeth me, shall know I lose every war. Forget that. No. The Most High blessed it? Nope. And to lose it, I'm going to lose it. Because it's been me and my works that have made these things happen. It's been me and my works that have made me comfortable, made me happy, made me content. And now I'm not going to be controlled. When I was a young person, maybe you could have gotten me there. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I ain't going down that road again. But not me. I'm not the one. Ready on, sir?
In the verse 4, actually, the middle verse, but the Lord will surely revenge that cry.
What's the Most I going to do?
Revenge that cry.
To be in a position, I ain't going to let no one control me. I ain't going to let the righteous smite me, so it should be a kindness. I'm not going to be reproved, so I can get a blessing from the Most High. Bag that. Forget that. I am not going to let nobody control me because of my goods. The scripture says, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3, for the Lord will surely revenge your pride. that bag of holes. Reading on. Man, y'all just blowing things up, man. Y'all just didn't want me to have no fun. Y'all just want me to have no life. Y'all said if I did this, this is going to happen. It ain't happened yet. I love when I hear Israel say, yeah, there's got to be a balance. There was, when we was in the world, for those of you who grew up that way, there was no balance. Whatever wickedness we were doing, we were doing. There was no balance. But now all of a sudden we come to the truth and we're being inconvenienced for Yahweh Shai's sake, for Christ's sake. We're made a little bit uncomfortable for Christ's sake. And all of a sudden now there's got to be a balance. Reading on.
Verse 4. For the Lord is long suffering, he will in no wise let thee go.
Say not, I have, you missed the whole, read the 3 and 4 again.
Verse 3. And say not, you shall control me for my works. For the Lord will surely revenge thy pride.
The Most High will revenge your pride. Read.
Verse 4. Say not, I have sinned, and what harm has happened unto me?
Right. Y'all said this is going to happen. Said that was going to happen. It didn't happen. Man, brother, these chaps, we just be running, just terrify people. But I've seen other people are happy, have freedom, have liberty. You just need all that to control me. And I'm not going to be controlled. Y'all said it was sin, but if I didn't do what I did, I wouldn't have came up. I remember y'all attacked me. But if I didn't make the moves I made, then where would I be at right now? I went against counsel. I went against damn every scripture to get my come up, to take control, have the power that I can make things, I can make things convenient and comfortable for myself. And now that I've done it, I went and followed my own mind, my own power. And I came up for what you call sin. I call it come up, and you can't nobody, no one ever be able to tell me the Most High didn't bless you with this. Because if the Most High didn't want me to have it, I wouldn't have it. Reading on, sir. The Most High is long suffering, and it says, will in no wise let you go. Meaning, he's not going to let go of your pride. And it's the revenging of your pride. Reading on, sir. Let's look that one up.
Anybody got something a little easier? Does anybody have a definition? My definition might be a little bit easier. You said the act of what? All right, so the act of appeasing God. So it's saying concerning the act of appeasing God. So it's talking about his wrath. The Most High is the Most High is going to revenge our pride. All right, what you got? What you got?
The anger or disturbance.
All right, so in trying to ease the, anger of the Most High, because now he's going to revenge my pride. He's not going to let me go. So now, concerning trying to get that right with him, concerning trying to, now, knowing that the wrath is coming, knowing that something's going to happen, so concerning propitiation, it says what, verse 5?
Concerning propitiation, be not without fear. The act
meaning, if we know the Most High is going to whoop that ass, don't keep sinning.
I think that's important because that's a lot of times what we tend to do. Like, well, I'm already forgetting. So,
it's that, but also from the angle that a person feels that I've achieved my level of comfort, I've achieved my level of success. So you can't tell me that now, when I'm going to the club on Friday night, and ain't nothing happened to me, I ain't trying to hear that. Because the Most I wasn't with it, then why did he bless me with this, give me these things, if it's wrong? So I agree, whereas before, when I didn't have anything, I knew how to keep the Sabbath. I knew how to keep the Sabbath holy. I understood that completely. But now, I got a job, I've got some material things. Now, as long as I say the Most High's name on Friday night, I'm good. I can still go to the club now. Because look at all the Most High's blessed you with. Why is he going to take it away from me? I'm good. You can't tell me anything. Not understanding that all I'm showing the Most High, more and more, is my pride. Yeah, when I first came in, I stopped smoking cigarettes because I believe a scripture. It was a scripture somewhere about our body is a temple, but really the body really is just the cell. It really doesn't matter. So I got more tattoos. I got some tattoos. I'm smoking cigarettes. Who cares? It's just the flesh. And since I went ahead and got these tattoos and gave it to my flesh, look at how things have been coming up for me. So you can't tell me that it's wrong. You can't tell me that the Most High is not with you, because why did he bless you with it then? I remember that old way of thinking that y'all still, you know, y'all suffered too. When I didn't have anything, I'm struggling, suffering, you know, like Christ was. But no, I'm not feeling that. Look at how I'm coming up now. Y'all got to mature past the words of a book. So now there's, and trying to work things out with the Most High, done. They're not trying to work things out. There's no thinking that there's going to be a revenge for their pride. What's that? Hold this, and let's get Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 real quick. Let's hold this, and let's get Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 in the Bible. Hold on, one second. Okay, well, Dad, and yes, right, I got both of y'all. Y'all saying you can't hear the readers, there's an echo, and it's distant. Oh, and I see this in the Southern Text, Messiah. If you get a Google voice number, Google Voice, which is a free number, you can use that. I do use that also. You can use that to call into the show also. The 646-668-2568. If you download the app and get a Google phone number, a Google number, I believe it's called Google Voice. Is the app that I use. That's a you can have also. And you can use it. It's over the Wi-Fi. It's the internet. And you can use that to call into the conference call numbers without the charge. Right? That's another way to log on to the show. But Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. I'm trying to finish it. There's an echo. So I'm going to try and manipulate my phone that's being used at the microphone. Back and forth, so we try and get this proper. Okay, so where you at, sir?
Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 8, verse 11. Because this is against an evil work not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
Again, the Most High doesn't get us right away. So we can be sinning and thinking that the Most High is with me. The Most High, we don't care. That's just that person's opinion that is wrong. But the Most High is showing me it must not be wrong. Again, not studying. Again, not putting scripture together. Can you read it one more time?
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Excuse me. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
Now, my mind is set. My mind is made up. That what I'm doing is I don't care if you like it or not. I like it. That's all there is to it. We gotta be careful of these things before we, again, it puts in a place where we're willfully sinning. Then I've been justified. Why I can act the way I act, why I can take the conveniences and look for the comfort the way I do. Because I'm good. Let's keep reading. Let's go back to Ecclesiasticus chapter 5 and verse 6 now. Ecclesiasticus, Nephographer, chapter 5 and verse 6 now.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 5 verse 6. And say not, his mercy is great. He will be pacified for the multitude of my sins.
And again, this is where it gets scary. Because a lot of times, when we're getting into that willful stand, we have a checklist of all the things that we sacrifice, all the things I'm already doing, and all the reasons I'm going through so much, and I got so much pressure, I'm going to do this so much that because I'm going to do so much, the Most High can't get mad at me for this. If he considers my situation, from my perspective, he'll see that I had no choice but to really do the sin that I was doing. I know he called it sin, but if he would just take a minute to listen to me, if he would take a minute to listen and get my perspective and understand it from where I'm coming from, so I can show him he's just overreacting. So I can show the Most High he's being emotional. Because he's not listening to my rhetoric. He asked a question. Did you do what I told you not to do? Do you find yourself when it comes to things, to questions like that? You feel you are obligated to have to give a backstory first. Remember, when your house side gets here, I hope you're not into the practice. I pray you're not into the rehearsal. When you ask a direct question, you just don't say yay or nay. Because that means you'll be doing the same thing when Yahweh Shai gets here. That when Yahweh Shai asks your question, did you do what I told you not to do? And you've been rehearsing, running your mouth now, that now it's up for the person to see your point of view. It's up to the person to see where you're coming from. You demand to be heard. You demand, you're going to be listened to. I pray, brothers and sisters, you're not putting yourself in that situation where that's what you're rehearsing. Because when Christ physically gets here, you're going to be asked a question, and your muscle memory, your spirit memory, start running off at the mouth. And I pray you're not to the point where you're going to keep running your mouth until the other person just shuts down because you ran your mouth too damn much. Because that means you're going to try that same tactic with Yahweh Shai. If you can run your mouth long enough, loud enough, you don't get your way. I pray, brothers and sisters, that if you're in that spirit, you work at getting that spirit off of you. You work at shutting up. You work at stop trying to make people see your perspective. How really to you is not really that bad. How to you is not really so extreme. Can we read the last scripture that we were in one more time, please?
Verse 6, and say not, his mercy is great. He will be pacified for the multitude of my sins. With his mercy and wrath come from him. For mercy and wrath come from him, and his indignation rests upon sin.
Right, don't think that, you know what? Because I'm under so much pressure, because my situation is different from everybody else's, that for me sinning, the Most High is going to be pacified. Let me give the Most High something to chew on, a pacifier. When a baby's crying, what do you give that infant baby that's crying? A pacifier. And what does it do? You put something in his mouth and let him think about what's in his mouth so he gets his mind off of whatever's causing him to cry. God, so I'm going to give the Most High something for him to chew on so he can get off this thing about what wrong I've done. Right.
You won't be so mad.
You Let me get his mind off of him looking at what I'm doing, and let me get his mind on something else. Kind. And the crazy, I hope we're not rehearsing these things. Because you're going to wind up doing the same thing when he gets here. But now you can be doing it to him. Because this is what you've been rehearsing and practicing this whole time. What's that? What's one of my favorite songs to hear now? Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. Riding on a horse down Oak Road, whatever it is. Yeah. Because I'm stuck in my pride. And I'm really not getting that I'm sinning the whole time. But in my mind, I'm justifying because of the pressure I'm under. Because my circumstances are different from everybody else's. So it's okay for me to do what I'm doing because of what I've been going through. And the Most High sees how much I've been sacrificing. He knows what I've been going through. So if we go ahead and do what I'm doing, it must not be a problem. We want to make sure. I'm sorry, sir. All right, it's that time. But you know what, Rob? We can go ahead and end it. That's been an hour and a half already. All right, cool. My bad. I thought we had time left. I didn't know if it was already mark and after. So we're going to end it. We can resume this tomorrow evening. Today's Tuesday. Right. So our next class will be Wednesday evening. Right? The next class will be Wednesday evening. And that will be on Blog Talk as well. Right? That will be on Blog Talk as well. And if you have Skype, if you have access to the Skype, let me know. And then we can also Skype you into our class. Similar to what Cobb does. When he does his class here in San Antonio, we're doing the same Skype setup, but wherever you're at, you can also Skype in. And it's almost like YouTube. It's almost like YouTube, but it's a lot more direct. Right? It's a lot more direct. So if you have Skype, hit me up. Text me your Skype name or invite me. And you set your Skype information up, and you can reach me at Mashaba Israel. Let me throw that out there. If you go ahead and set up your Skype connection, once that's done, go ahead and look up Mashaba Israel, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, space, Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, and you'll be able to, we can hook up. So whenever we do a Skype class like this, there's visuals, right? There's also visuals. All right, cool. So with that, I do want to thank everybody for getting tuned in. And we will continue this tomorrow evening. With that, my name is Mashaba.
I'm Mark. You sure?
All right, with that, we'll let go and say shalom.